Turn to Proverbs 5:16. We're actually going to get through three verses tonight, so we got one down already. Yeah. Braden has a question? Yeah.
So the water that comes out of the sink, is that the living water?
Mm-hmm. That is living water because it's moving. Yep. So if it's flowing, it's called living water. Okay. Yep, that's right. I saw you with your hand up back there, but I thought you were just stretching. I didn't realize you had a question. So. All right, Proverbs 5:16. It says, "Let thy fountains be dispersed abroad, and rivers of waters in the streets." Now, if you've looked ahead in the outline, you cannot answer this question. But does anybody know what this is referring to? Fountains being dispersed abroad and rivers of waters in the streets.
I know what I've always thought it was, but
me
I
too.
Just assume wait and see what you say.
Okay, good. Well, that's good, because I like to teach you something new, and I learned something new here as well. So the rivers of waters in the streets here is not the same waters in the cistern exactly, because the water in the cistern is your wife, and you're not going to be dispersing your wife abroad and sending her out into the streets, right? So that's not what it's referring to, in case you were wondering. Okay, so let's look at the first part there. Let thy fountains be dispersed abroad. So a fountain is a spring or source of water issuing from the earth and collecting in a basin, natural or artificial, also the head spring or source of a stream or river. So a fountain is the source of where water comes from. Water issues out from a fountain. So you want to remember that word. It's issuing out. Dispersed. So let thy fountains be dispersed abroad. Dispersed is scattered or spread about, driven asunder, diffused. So the fountain is dispersing water, spreading it out all over the place. Okay, and it is dispersed abroad. Abroad means broadly, widely, at large, over a broad or wide surface. So these waters are not going to be confined. They're going to be leaving the husband, and they're going about all over the place. Now, fountains figuratively in Scripture represent two things at least. Number one, they represent life. Let's look at Psalm 36 and verse 9. Psalm 36 and verse 9. I could just tell you right out what it means, but I like to build up to it, lay the foundation first, and then it should make more sense. Psalm 36 and verse 9. It says, for with thee is the fountain of life, in thy light shall we see light. So the fountain of life. And there's a couple other verses here in Proverbs that tell us the same thing, that a fountain sometimes refers to life. Proverbs 13:14. Out of a fountain comes flowing water. Flowing water is called living water, so that makes sense that a fountain is a fountain of life. Proverbs 13:14 says, "The law of the wise is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death." And then Proverbs 14:27. "The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death." So a fountain of life. Now, fountains also are figuratively representative of love. Song of Solomon 4 and verse 12. Song of Solomon 4 and verse 12. This is Solomon here speaking and praising his wife. He says, "A garden enclosed is my sister, my spouse, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed." So his wife is a fountain of water. And then he goes on to say in verse 15, "A fountain of gardens, a well of living waters and streams from Lebanon." So he's referring to his relationship with his wife, his love with his wife, as being a fountain. Well, marital love produces life. The fountains there, the fountains being dispersed abroad, the fountains are the source of children which are begotten in holy marriage. Because a fountain, remember, is water that is issuing from the earth, right? Well, this is interesting. A man's children are actually called his issue. And I'll give you some verses that'll show this to you. Genesis 48 and verse 6. Genesis 48 and verse 6. So in this case, I read what the commentators had to say. And I thought, yeah, they're onto something. And then I got looking, and they didn't really back it up. They had like one verse or something. So then I got looking, and I found a whole bunch of verses to substantiate this. Genesis 48 and verse 6. A man's children are called his issue. It said, and thy issue, which thou shalt, or which thou begettest after them, shall be thine, and shall be called after the name of their brethren in their inheritance. So his issue, which he would beget, are his children. Right? They come out of him. They come from him. Let's look at Matthew 22 and verse 25. You remember when the Sadducees came to Jesus, and they asked about the woman that had the seven husbands. She had a husband, and he died, no children, and then got the second one, and he died, no children, and so on. Wanted to know whose wife he would be in the resurrection. Well, there's a little word here that you may have overlooked before in Matthew 22 and verse 25. It says, now there were with us seven brethren, and the first, when he had married a wife, deceased, and having no issue, left his wife unto his brother. No issue, no children, right? Nothing came from him. And children are called a man's issue because they issue from him. So they're called his issue, the noun, and then they issue, the verb, from him. 2 Kings 20 and verse 18. 2 Kings 20, verse 18. This is speaking to one of the kings. I think it's Hezekiah. It says, and thy sons that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. So the sons shall issue from him. So they're called issue in the noun sense, and they issue from him in the verb sense. Let me define both of those terms for you, and I'll show you that the Bible backs up, or the dictionary backs up what the Bible says. Issue, the noun form, is the action of going, passing, or flowing out, egress, exit, power of egress or exit, outgoing, outflow. When you go down to the third section of the definition, this is like the third primary meaning, it means offspring, progeny, a child or children, a descendant or descendants. This is exactly how the Bible used it. He died having no issue, having no children, progeny, descendants. And then issue, the verb, is to go or come out, to flow out, to come forth, sally out. It is to proceed as offspring, to be born or descend, now only in legal use. This is just how it was said there, that his children that would issue from him. It goes on to say, it is to give birth to bear offspring, have issue. So, given that a fountain issues water out, and children are called a man's issue, and they issue from him, they come out from him, then children are this fountain that is dispersed abroad. Children are said to come forth from their father. Genesis 15 and verse 4. Genesis 15 and verse 4. This is the Lord speaking to Abraham. And he says, and behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir, speaking of Ishmael, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir, shall come forth or shall issue from thee. And let me give you one more. 1 Kings 8 and verse 19. 1 Kings 8, 19. It says, nevertheless, thou shalt not build the house, speaking to David, but thy son that shall come forth out of thy loins, he shall build the house unto my name. Solomon would come forth out of David's loins. He would issue from David. He was one of those fountains of waters that were dispersed abroad from David. So godly children which come from marriage will be spread broadly throughout the land and will be a blessing to it. That's the fountains that are dispersed abroad. Now here's a really interesting verse for you. The children of Israel were to come forth out of the waters of Judah, we're told, and they would be a numerous seed. Isaiah 48 and verse 1. So this really ties this right to what we're speaking of here. The rivers of waters, the fountains, because the children of Israel come forth, they issue out of the waters of Judah. So I think this is pretty cool. Isaiah 48 and verse 1. It says, "Hear ye this, O house of Jacob, which are called by the name of Israel, and are come forth out of the waters of Judah, which swear by the name of the Lord, and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth nor in righteousness." I didn't really need the second part of that, just the first part, that the house of Jacob, called by the name of Israel, they come forth out of the waters of Judah. They were some of those fountains being dispersed abroad, rivers of waters in the streets. That's what children are, figuratively. Now, on the contrary, sinners, it says in Hosea 4:10, shall commit whoredom and shall not increase. Hosea 4 and verse 10. So the godly man married to a godly woman, he's issuing children out, spreading abroad, going forth. The whoremongers, they're committing whoredom, but they're not increasing. You see the contrast. Hosea 4 and verse 10. It says, "For they shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom and shall not increase, because they have left off to take heed to the Lord." So it always pays to do things God's way, even if it doesn't appear to pay off in the beginning. Then the second half of the verse says, "And rivers of waters in the streets." This is one of those Hebrew parallelisms where it says the same thing twice in slightly different wording. So the fountains go forth abroad, the rivers of waters in the streets. "Drinking waters out of thine own well will produce fountains from which will flow rivers of waters into the street." So remember, his wife's love is the water coming from the cistern, from his own cistern. And when he drinks water out of his own cistern, then out of him comes water, comes children that spread abroad. And I just think it's interesting that children are said to play in the streets in Zechariah 8 and verse 5. Rivers of water in the streets. Where do children go if they live in town? They go in the streets. Zechariah 8 and verse 5. It says, "And the street of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof." I remember the first time I came across this verse long, long time ago. I just thought it's so neat because this was written, 2,500 years ago? And not a thing has changed. Boys and girls still go and they play in the streets. They always have and they always will. I just think that's cool. Yeah?
I'm falling behind. What did you say about Hebrew parallelism?
Oh, where a lot of times in the Psalms and in the Old Testament, it'll say the same thing. It'll repeat the same thing in slightly different wording.
Right. But what are you talking about?
Oh, the fountains being dispersed abroad and rivers of waters in the streets. Okay. The fountains are the rivers of water. Yeah. It's, not saying the exact same thing, but it's the same concept, just kind of elaborated on. Yeah. So these rivers of waters are the godly offspring which a man will be happy to publicly own. And I think John Gill said it well here. He said, when he's commenting on that phrase, "and rivers of waters in the streets," he said, "meaning a numerous posterity as before, and such as a man is not ashamed publicly to own, whereas he is ashamed of such as are unlawfully begotten, but these are to his honor in the streets, and for public good, and particularly to those to whom they are given in marriage." So he's not afraid to have his rivers of waters in the streets for all to see, because they were produced in godly marriage, and they've been trained up in a godly house, right? And they go forth from him. It'd be a totally different story if he had some affair with the whore down the street. He wouldn't want those rivers of waters dispersing abroad into the streets. That would be a shame, not a blessing. That takes care of Proverbs 5:16.